Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Miles. Dr. Brand, a recent NCAA study revealed that more than 90% of Division I programs are losing money from athletics. Why?
It's a subsidized activity. If we had only the two revenue sports, or three when some schools are able to turn a profit or make revenue, I should say, for hockey, it would be three. But if you only have basketball and football, then you wouldn't have to subsidize it. But the reason why we subsidize it is because we require at the NCAA 14 sports. And the reason we require so many sports is we believe that athletic participation is important to the educational development of student athletes. And we want to maximize the number of students who can take advantage of the opportunity. And therefore, we have to pay for all those student athletes in Division I as a scholarship division. It's costly.
Compare this to some of the academic programs that we might see on campus. I have to imagine that there are more students who major in certain disciplines than others, but yet your concept of subsidies would work there as well.
Absolutely. Universities work by massive transfer of funds. So, for example, I'm a philosopher. That's my discipline. Philosophy never makes money. But neither does physics, because they don't have that many majors, and instrumentation and space is very expensive. But there are other courses of study that make money. For example, Psych 101 is the one that brings in the most revenue to the institution, and then that money is used to support other programs. So it's massive redistribution in order to provide a comprehensive educational opportunity for students. And again, since athletics is part of the educational activity in an institution, it too is a subsidized one. One final note, the most expensive program in universities is most often music. Very important programs for many people, but it's a lot of one-on-one instruction, not unlike sports in some ways, and it's very expensive, but of course a good university wants to have a music program.
We need philosophers, we need chemists and physicians, and we need musicians. We also need soccer players and fencers, and we need those folks playing sports and getting those types of experiences, don't we?
Absolutely. Again, it's the comprehensiveness of the educational opportunities. College is not a professional sports league. In college, we just don't do one sport like football and treat it as a single sports league. We're not the NFL. We're there to provide multiple types of opportunities for students with different skills and interests. And that's why we subsidize sports. It's not bad to subsidize sports. It's good, because otherwise we couldn't have the kind of college athletics that we do. The key question that universities face is what level of subsidy is appropriate. If the subsidy gets too large, for example, then student athletic fees go up, and you know students want to keep and their parents want to keep the cost of education at a reasonable level. Or in the worst cases, you'll see general fund money that would go to support academic programs being transferred too much of it into athletics, and that's not helpful either. So the question isn't whether it's subsidized or not. The question is how much.
It's not really the soundest of economic models, though, is it?
Yes, it is, because you can't look at athletics as a freestanding enterprise. You've got to look at the entirety of it, and it's a cross-subsidization issue. So some of the money is coming from other parts of the university or directly from students. That's fine. A lot of it comes from ticket sales and TV revenues and so on. But the point is, when you look at the comprehensive overall educational activities on campus, some are subsidized, some are not. Athletics happens to be one of the subsidized ones. In fact, in Division I, over the last decade, all but six schools subsidized athletics. Only six schools over the last decade were able to do it without subsidy. So almost everyone subsidized. And in this past year, 93% of the schools were subsidizing.
But costs are going up. Is there a way to curb that spending?
The rate of expenditure increases is too high. What we're seeing at universities is that athletic department expenditures are increasing at three or four times the rate annually of the general university. So, for example, the general universities, at least the major universities in Division I, are increasing about 3 or 4% a year in their expenditure rates. Whereas when you look at athletics, it's 8, 10, 12%. That's too high. So the question is, we're not going to cut back on athletics, but let's decrease the rate of increase of expenditures, second derivative, if you like.
Not only that, but Division II and Division III programs for our listeners at home, they're not making any money at all.
The vast majority not. There may be a few that are using athletics to balance gender within the institution. So, for example, some small Division III schools may have a need for more male students, and
right.
by running a football program, that helps balance the student body. I can imagine some cases, perhaps in Division II, even though they're giving scholarships or a few scholarships, the income from student athletes, males, for example, entering the institution in order to participate in athletics produces more than they spend. It's possible. It's very rare. Vast majority of them are subsidizing, which, again, is not bad as long as it's done within reason.
All right. Well, contrary to popular opinion, athletics programs are not raking in the dollars hand over fist. Dr. Brandt, thank you.
My pleasure.